And it's cold. And now we have no walls. We have no insulation. We have no floor. You know, it's cold.
Oh, it was great to have it, and then we lose it again. It was extremely frustrating.
That's what life has been like in New York for way too many people, because utilities once again out in the wake of Sandy and the nor'easter. So where do you go from here? The answer is you just keep drudging on. And that's what life is like. Damage from the superstorm to the electricity system in the United States in the Northeast was incredible. And it showed lots of structural flaws in the power utilities that I hope will be addressed and perhaps redesigned. And so then that flaw was even more exposed as more power was knocked out, in addition to what already was causing problems in Long Island and Staten Island and New York City. You add the snow and the nor'easter, and you heard there, people are cold. It's cold. It's cold outside, and we're stuck because we, many of us barely have a place to stay. It's just that bad to have the 1-2 punch. Luckily, it's still going to be cold, but that some of that snow is dissipated, and it didn't continue to dump on the people there. It's now moved on, but the nor'easter has moved up the coast. So you're seeing in areas in Massachusetts, further up Massachusetts, that it's pretty nasty. Thursday in the morning, you had the down power lines, that familiar snow, storm, ice kind of thing that you saw as just a winter wonderland. That's fun when you're a kid, but not so fun when you've had a week and a half and 2 weeks of no power. And it's kind of one of those things of here we go again, wrapping themselves up, waiting for gas in those long lines. And because people are waiting in those long lines, and the people of Breezy Point, who that beachfront neighborhood that was devastated by the superstorm when the fire pushed through, because of all of that, they're trying to do everything they can to make sure that there's extra blankets and shelters and fire stations is what they call them, not like traditional fire stations, but warming stations. They're calling them warming stations. So they're trying to help people in New York any way they can. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. Oh, what an hour we have for you. John Boehner going after a whole bunch of different things and saying now he feels confident that an immigration deal can be reached. The Republicans, are they softening? Do they have something else up their sleeve? The election was a wake-up call. I talked to a big Republican advisor who didn't want to come on the show, but so he shall remain nameless. But we were talking about the Latino vote, 71% going to Obama, 27% to Obama to Romney, which was worse than what McCain had, and certainly much worse than what George Bush had. He had a decent amount of Hispanic Latino voters that were voting for him. So in the end, some things may change pretty quickly for the Republicans, including the fact that they're talking about really going after the idea of tackling immigration and looking at a couple of other things. There's one thing that we'll talk about in this show. It's inevitable. I'm going to go to Washington in January. But the Affordable Health Care Act, a.k.a. what's been nicknamed Obamacare, will stand as of now. I mean, it is the law of the land. At this point, they're not going to repeal that. They're not even going to try to repeal the health care law. All the ideas of doing that have gone away, have dissipated. Boehner said as much. This isn't where we're headed. We're moving forward in a different direction. We're not going to have a big push to try to go after this law anymore, especially after the Supreme Court ruling, so that's it. Anybody out there that was hoping there would be a push to eliminate some of the things that we didn't like in the health care law, it's not looking really good. More things will be implemented along the way. The individual health mandate, meaning everybody listening to my voice has to have health insurance, and if you don't and the IRS catches you, you will be fined. So theoretically, you might as well get health insurance, because the two probably would cancel each other out. They would probably be the same amount of money. If you don't have health insurance, the fine would be about $2,000. So that's pretty big stuff. That 3 months ago, there's no way any of the Republicans in the House would say, okay, we're going to let the health care stand. We're going to let the Affordable Care Act just stay the way it's set up and let it be implemented now in these next couple of years. No, it would be we're going to repeal, we're going to do everything we can. And with immigration, the same thing. There is no DREAM Act. There is no pathway to citizenship. We want to deal with the immigration problem, but first we have to control our borders. It looks like that conversation, because of the reelection of the president, has been squashed, ixnayed, thrown out the window, ditched, 86th. Come up with any adjective or description you want to use, but it's gone. It's out of here, at least through the eyes of John Boehner. Interesting, because the push of the Tea Party. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's how some of the Tea Party people are feeling. Because of the push of the Tea Party and others, I can't imagine that they feel very positive about that. He is surely getting a lot of nasty phone calls. So what do you think? Is that the right move for Boehner to pursue? Is that the right course of action? Hey, we got to stop the nonsense, the insanity. We lost. That's it. Boom. We're moving ahead. It's the law. We're going ahead. Immigration. We're bickering over different aspects of it. There was already this executive order that was put in play. You saw what happened with the Latino vote. So we got to cut through the rhetoric, and we're just going to have to chart a different course, which would mean that conservatives would have to lean much more moderate. They would to be part of this compromise, which I think would be very, very surprising, because that's changing. That's not working, compromising in different ways. That's changing, or it could be, depending on what they're talking about with immigration. That's changing the ideology completely.
It's so unfair.
And that's what some Tea Party people got to be thinking. What happened with John Boehner? Did he drink the Kool-Aid? Did he realize that he had the worst job in the land when Obama got reelected again? Because he's in the stickiest of sticky situations in the role as Speaker of the House. With all the analysis about the GOP and what kind of problems they have on their hands heading into the future, how can they get elected with the younger demographics and women, and how can they get elected with Latinos backing them up based on what happened in this last election. So is it fair or foul, America? What say you? We've only scratched the surface. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
A snow blower. I'm sorry, that's all they had left, folks, at Home Depot. So Charles in charge had to do whatever he could. The people in the East are feeling the same way. You know, when I was a kid, some of you could probably relate to this, and maybe even Charles can, if you live in those snowy areas. Nothing like getting a snow day and not having to go to school, but nothing like getting snowed on when you're homeless and you're one of the 40,000 displaced people in and around New York City or others who are struggling to get power back. Yeah, then the snow isn't so fun. There aren't enough cups of hot chocolate, and you can only burn so much firewood or keep the gas on in the kitchen or use your friend's generator power because you didn't get a generator and you're kind of stuck. It's nasty in the Northeast right now. It is nasty.
That snowblower had an odd-numbered license plate.
And what Charles is referring to is life in New York got a little harder with gas rationing. You saw the pictures, many of you, this is radio, but you saw people lining up with gas cans and gas stations that didn't have gas because the power was out. So because of the long lines, they had to do this in New Jersey, and they're doing it as well in New York. Police are going to be at gas stations on Friday morning to enforce the new system in New York City and Long Island. And what's the new system for the rest of you who are comfortably laying in your bed with your wool blanket on in Illinois listening to me, or Missouri or some other wonderful place across this great country, right? You don't have to worry about what your license plate number is, because how many of you even know your license plate number? Gas will be available with two drivers with license plate numbers ending in the odd number or a letter on Friday. On Saturday, drivers with license plates that end in even numbers of zero can fuel up, period. That's how it works. What about people who come into New York, because people, for goodness sake, come from all places, near and far, they drive into the city. That's fine, but if they run out of gas and it's not their day to get gas, sorry, you can't get gas. You have to do the odd or the even thing. Only I know. It would be a bummer, wouldn't it? Oh, wow, I can't wait to go. I have to go back and check on my family. And then I go back and then it's just not the right day for gasoline, which I will be probably dealing with this. And I'll give you a full report and post pictures and whatnot on Facebook to hook up to our Facebook or Twitter page or any of that kind of stuff. You know the deal here. Go to AmericaTonight.net because I will be headed to New Jersey, New York for Thanksgiving, and this is supposed to probably still be in play. Only a quarter of the city's gas stations were open. Some are closed because they're out of power. Others can't get fuel from terminals and storage tanks that just can't unload their stuff, their cargo. And they're reporting things at BP stations and Shell stations and Chevron, whatever they happen to be under the umbrella of. They're repeating the same thing, that they're waiting 2 days, 3 days to get gasoline. So the rationing kicks in 5 a.m. on Friday on Long Island. Hundreds of thousands of people don't have power, as you know, in that area. 6 a.m. in New York City. Oh, that means the people... Well, that means the people that fit that description in Long Island listening to me right now, you're probably not going to bed. So welcome to a show that offers you that second pot of coffee, because that's what you're probably going to have to do. Wait up, because you got to get in lines, because there's still going to be lines and there's going to be some confusion. And then there's going to be the boys in blue and the fabulous women in blue who are going to have to keep an eye on things to make sure that the people who are supposed to be getting gas are getting gas. Otherwise, why do you even have gas rationing? You don't, unless you've got people there to make sure that's what's going on. All right, taking a different tact here and turning in a different direction, making sure what's going on. The Nor'easter dumped 5 inches of snow or more. It's cold. It's going to continue into the weekend. Some of the snow is starting to go away, but there's no more snow in the forecast. While all that's happening in the east, major distraction, the Virginia governor, Bob McDonald, is saying that the Republican Party has to find a way to deliver its core political message and broaden the base of voters who are willing to support Republican candidates, because this is now going to be what's talked about on the Sunday shows and heading into, I think, November, the rest of November and the rest of December, and then ultimately we start a new year over. But the Republican Party, what do they do digesting what happened here? What do they have to do? That's where exit polls are valuable, because you find out why the president won, why the incumbent won and got another term. You have to look at the support from women, from Latinos, from blacks. And Virginia was supposedly very much in play, but Obama won Virginia. I know I said on these airwaves probably 15 times, if Mitt Romney wants to win, there's 106 counties that could make a difference in Virginia, and it didn't happen. So it was a narrow win, popular vote-wise, over Romney, but it doesn't matter. A win is a win, and that's all that counts. He's the president again for the second time around, so the Republicans have some explaining to do. Imagine if you were the Koch brothers or Sheldon Adelson, just a few names. He's the casino magnate, by the way, the guy I just mentioned, Sheldon Adelson, because Karl Rove really, really shook the money tree and got them to pump big money in PACs that were supporting Mitt Romney's campaign, basically. So the millions and millions of dollars that went out went flying out the window. The opposite of what the Democrats did, they, in fact, were kind of hamstrung, because remember their pledge was, we're not going to take money. We're not doing special interests So they had to stick by that. The ground game had to be good. Where are our voters? How do we get them to the polls? Let's focus on the battleground areas, and the battleground areas are part of what pushed the president over the top, and that didn't happen with the Republicans. So now the super PACs have to lick their wounds, figure out what goes on next, since they took in $380 million hits, and that was supposed to be the key to victory. Citizens United, the controversial decision by the Supreme Court that you could have these PACs and they could pour money in and ultimately they could support their candidate that way. And that's what happened. I mean, this was one of the things that Romney's people were doing so well, actually, getting the funds up. And this was unleashed by Citizens United Supreme Court decision, allowing wealthy people and corporations to spend money to kick in where they wanted it to kick in, and then it would support campaigns. And it played a big role. You think about the super PACs and some other groups played a huge role. Huge, can't say enough, in the wins in 2010. But 2 years later, it's a different litmus test, and it didn't work. Republican losses from the top of the ticket on down are forcing the party to reexamine the strategy and how they're going to spend money moving forward. What is the best use of money, ultimately? And there, boy, there were some people, like I said, Sheldon Adelson. How's he feeling? Do you know that Sheldon Adelson and his wife were the top contributors to most of any of the Republican-leaning groups? They gave $53 million to groups that supported Newt Gingrich during the nominating period. Whew. $53 million. That is crazy. That is crazy money, which means they have tons of it. And the Koch brothers, the billionaires, they together spent about $66 million on presidential campaign ads. Together, American Crossroads, just for fun, we'll throw the number out, and the nonprofit side of that, Crossroads GPS, $180 million. What do you say, America? Throw out the PACs. It's not really working. Focus on something different the next time around. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26%. 20% off. Or get special pricing on the Gerber Suspension Multi-Tool and the Volcano Stove Collapsible Cooking Combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and emergency essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Well, coming up, we've got Veterans Day, and of course, here in America tonight, we're recognizing veterans of all kinds on the show, as we always do. It's a big, important day. But what about female veterans? Sometimes I think people don't realize the plight, I'll say, of many women in the military, of all the different branches of military. So Kim Olson is in our virtual green room, and she's with Grace After Fire, and Grace After Fire, let me explain this, is a North Texas nonprofit that's helping female veterans heal from all kinds of things, including sexual trauma, homelessness, and other troubles, you know, unemployment, getting over that hurdle. It's so hard. The rate is so much higher. So anyway, Kim joins us now. Kim, thanks so much for coming on America tonight.
Ah, you're welcome. It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
All right, let's wind the clock back for a second and tell me more about Grace After Fire. How was this established? When was this established?
Well, Grace After Fire kind of came from an organization that was started in California in 2004. But in 2008, she moved to Texas and stood up because Texas has the second largest population of veterans and the second largest population of women vets. And honestly, Texas does a pretty good job with its veterans. And so the money was in the state, and the founder got some funds and started out helping women vets integrate from, you know, experiences in places like Iraq and Afghanistan back into the civilian world.
Yeah. Great. So it's obviously, from what I understand from other people, it's really blossomed. You're really helping a lot of people.
Well, I'd like to think so, and although we only have 165,000 vets in the state of Texas, 163 is actually the number, women vets, like most women in America, tend to be the nucleus of a family. And so when you see a female veteran, you know, 60% of them today are married to other military men or have partners, 40% of them have children. So a lot of female vets are, like I said earlier, the nucleus of a family. So when you look at a female vet, she influences between 3 and 6 people in her life. So we know from Grace After Fire that if we can work with her and make her well, then never underestimate the power or the lengths that women will go to make the rest of their family well.
Yeah. The tell me about it. I mentioned this is one of the things that you got to be concerned about with female veterans. Tell me about the unemployment rate that maybe a lot of people listening to America Tonight don't realize.
You know, that is a fabulous question, and thanks for asking that. The one thing I would ask the American public, if you can do anything for female vets, would be to hire one. We have about a 22% unemployment rate in our under 30 bracket for vets, and those are the gals that have gone to, again, Iraq and Afghanistan. It sits at about 16% for our male counterparts. And so it's really, I think, a shame that a person volunteers, goes into harm's way, comes back to America, and now can't find a job or a career in which to sustain their family. And a lot of people think it's education, and that's not the issue with women vets. We are twice as educated as our female civilian counterparts. And by educated, I mean we have other than a high school diploma. The issue for the female vet is, number one, she's got to go back where she has a support group, and sometimes the reason women joined the military was to get out of small towns or to try to find a better life. Number two, if she is married to another military guy or to someone, she has to follow their career, meaning they're the secondary. But the biggest problem our women vets have today, as I said earlier, 40% of them have children. And so they have to have child care in order to go to job interviews, to go back to school, to go and try to improve their skill set. So for women, child care is a really important issue.
So you, as you say, 40% with children, and talking about maternal feelings and being nurturing, how tough is it to go from being in battle and being in charge in some cases or serving for a long time overseas and then coming back and embracing that family? That has to be a wild transition for a female.
Well, again, a very insightful question. For most folks that go, again, into harm's way or deploy, what we tell them is, you know, your emotions are not light switches that you just can turn on and off. What they are actually reassessed, you turn down, and then you shut them off. And that's how women and mothers, and I would argue even dads, survive long-time deployments away from their families. I mean, today's communications are great, but it's just not the same. So you can just picture the scene where the woman or the guy comes back and he's in the airport and the family goes and greets you to pick up your two-year-old child. And I've experienced this as a military person myself, and I hug this young kid who I have missed for a long, long time, and there is no feeling associated with it. And I think, oh my gosh, I've lost my mind because I don't have any emotion. And what we teach our women vets when they come to us is that rheostat that got turned down and shut off has to be turned back on and dialed up slowly. And if you act loving, if you act happy, if you act nurturing, that eventually you will find your place again. And those feelings that you had long suppressed because that's what you needed to survive in a combat zone will come back to you. And that is so important to our women who are especially moms or, again, wives or providers for someone.
Yeah. With that many women serving, I bet that you're seeing more women in these VA healthcare facilities because when they're coming back, healthcare, I would assume we're seeing that. I think I saw a statistic where it, in fact, had doubled. Is that right?
Well, sure. What has happened in our country is we've had sort of this perfect storm of two conflicts that have gone for 10 years almost each, Iraq and Afghanistan, and we've seen 230,000 women, nearly a quarter of a million women, who have deployed to either one of those fronts. And so the system that was set up to take care of our veterans is built around a male model. Duh, because normally the vet is about a 60-year-old male model. But today's vet is young, she's under 30, she's a woman, and so when she enters the VA system, it simply was not ready for that large number of women to roll in and have the same kind of issues that many men have been suffering with for years and years and years. And so the VA is trying, I would tell you, it's slow on the uptake, and my organization, Grace After Fire, really doesn't work with women who've been successful in those kinds of systems. The women I work with are the women who have not been successful and need something else to make it. And so, again, what Grace offers is a peer-to-peer model because it's my belief as a senior officer that vets need to take care of other vets, that women can make themselves well through work, that work makes warriors well, and that everything you had to get through that deployment or to get through basic training still resides in you, and you're just as resilient as you were before you deployed. You just got to, you know, find that strength again and help get through your journey of, again, reintegrating into your family, into community, or into the workforce.
Yeah. The I was surprised at the statistic that I read that came out a few years ago, that there were the amount of female veterans that were homeless. And some of the things that you've been talking about are obviously part of the reason why, with the employment and stuff. But homelessness is off the charts. Four times more likely to be homeless compared to a woman, a civilian, and male counterparts. I was stunned by that. But is that because of all the things we just talked about?
Well, yeah, and it is. And I'll tell you, at Great Texas Fire, we're in the homelessness prevention arena. If I can keep her from going homeless, then I have, you know, we will win the battle on that. But once somebody goes homeless, and what's really a shame about the female vet that goes homeless, she tends to bring children with her. It's not just her going homeless. Her family goes homeless. But the thing that I think is really tough on women vets when they come home, the good thing that the military does is if I'm a female sergeant, I get the same amount of pay as my male sergeant counterpart. That is simply not true when she gets out of the military and enters the civilian workforce. Today's female veteran will make $10,000 less than her male counterpart, even for the exact same job skills and the exact same experience. And $10,000 is a house payment, it's child care. I mean, it's a lot of money in the socioeconomic ladder. And so for female vets, unlike her male counterpart, in which 78% of the males we see that are homeless that have mental health issues, for the females, it's about economics. And that's why it is so critical that we get her back into the workforce and in careers that she can sustain her family. Because that is what we need for women not to become homeless.
Yeah. Another thing, last thing I wanted to talk about, the Department of Defense is saying that one in four women who are actually in the military are raped or assaulted. And sadly, is this a correct statistic that only 10% are actually reported?
That's probably true. And if, you know, if your listeners have ever seen the documentary, The Invisible War, it's a pretty profound telling of what has happened in some parts of our military. And again, as a senior officer retired, it makes my stomach ache that we haven't found the way to make that stop. And it is again, more women have moved into all kinds of career fields in which they tend to be fragmented. And if I could be queen for a day and wave a magic wand, I would never assign a female by herself in any unit. I would always have at least three women within that unit to try to, you know, minimize her exposure. Second of all, you know, the military, it's a closed family, and it'll take care of one another and not allow outside people to help it. But I think in this situation, we need some outside help to decrease that kind of a statistic, because it is not reflective of some of the very dedicated men and women who wear this uniform. And it's an appalling statistic that our women are exposed to that kind of thing. And I wish I had a fix for it tomorrow, but I don't. And again, what we see, if you're going to deal with women veterans, you have to deal with MST, which is military sexual trauma, because many times that is their underlying issue. And you just, as ugly as that subject is, you've got to shine a light on it, and you've got to deal with it, and you have to be ruthless with the men who are predators that prey on these young troops who volunteer, you know, to serve their nation.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. Kim Olson, we're out of time. Check out graceafterfire.org. Help them out. Great organization. Thank you. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis.
but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation.
Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm proud of the campaign that they ran, but we lost. The other side did a much more effective job in getting their votes out to the polls.
All right, that was the voice of John Boehner, and he's Speaker of the House, talking about what's next. He did an extensive interview with Diane Sawyer on ABC. As we hit the final post here on America Tonight and sum up, really, in this hour, what happened in the election after we have gone over breaking down the vote in a couple of different directions, the popular vote narrowly going to Obama, but the electoral vote, he overwhelmingly wins. That was the difference maker. And one of the big glaring differences in the campaign was the war that was waged, because it is like war. Crazy, crazy, stupid money was spent on the election, really on both sides. But in Ohio, Obama had 131 offices, ground offices in Ohio, in all parts of Ohio. Romney had 40 offices. And that made a big difference because they were there from the beginning and they were there at the end. And there was so much emphasis on several things. Women, Latino vote was huge. The gay vote was huge. And this is a couple of areas where the Republicans didn't play in the ground game, didn't do that, spent mostly ad money, had PAC money, and spent most of that. Summing up some other things in the future, where will the Republicans look? Will they change ideology? John Boehner saying that I think we can get this immigration thing ironed out is big, because if you look at where the Democrats were with the DREAM Act, and that didn't go through, and you look at Republicans talking about, many Republicans talking about strengthening the border, which I believe you got to, I agree with the strengthening the border. If you have weak borders, it doesn't matter what the immigration policy is, because It's just going to continually be breached. That's what's going to happen if you don't have clearly defined boundaries at the border. And, of course, it's difficult when you border a third world country like Mexico and there are so many areas that are wide open. You know, this is obviously part of the problem. Clearly, Boehner, though, trying to bridge the gap if he can, because you've got this fiscal cliff, Congress facing this end of the year deadline when the huge spending cuts will kick in, and the huge spending cuts kicking in will affect your paycheck. Tax breaks like the Bush era tax cuts will expire, and many say this leads to a recession. Because who's spending money? They're getting less in the check. I don't care if it's $120 a month or whatever it is. It's going to lead to people tightening things up, if anything. If anything. So the message was loud and clear. And I think that John Boehner is trying to figure out a way immediately to start to address the gap. How do we do that? What do we do? And one of the first things we do is cut a few policies, try to make a few things happen. Forget the roadblocks. Because for this president, it doesn't matter. Now it's about legacy and the 4 years that he's in, and that's it. He's out. For the Republicans, it's about 2016, and it's not too early to actually mention 2016 and to get on the board and to start get on the board, to start to get on the board now if there's a chance of catching the new breed, the younger crowd that's coming up. They're already, next week, the Republican Governors Association meeting in Las Vegas. You've got people like Virginia Governor Bob McConnell, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, popular, and Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal. All of them make a popular infield. So they're going to talk about being contenders. They're going to talk about the party and the presidential nomination. Maybe if it's just in the hallways, that's going to come up for sure, because the hunt for the nomination in 2016 is already on. And for the Democrats, names that are already floated there, Hillary Clinton and Vice President Joe Biden. For goodness sake, Biden would be 73 on Election Day in 2016. Are you kidding? And no matter how many times Hillary Clinton, who is going to be the former Secretary of State, says it, she does not want to run for president. She's not going to do it. She's been asked several times, and she says no, that she's been on the high wire of national and international politics for 20 years, and enough is enough, and that is absolutely it. So the Republicans know that they have a real shot of getting in here the next time around, and it's never too early to start. Like freshman Senator Marco Rubio of Florida, he's a Republican rock star, so his name's being floated. Heck, there's a whole bunch of people on the bench. The bench is pretty deep, but it's getting the right people and getting the right message out, while the Democrats move in a completely different direction. And we'll see if there is compromise. We'll see if there is compromise on some pretty heavy problems in the U.S. that there's a world of difference between the Republicans and the Democrats and the ideology on it. You know, taxes only for the rich, taxes, shrinking the taxes for the middle class. You got to weigh these things here. And so how much does Boehner want to toss in a different direction? Because he has to be careful. You have a conservative base that's definitely not going to like it. But you heard him say, hey, we lost, so that's it. What do Tuesday's elections mean? Where do we go from here? What are we looking at as far as the demographics of the people who vote? And how do we get those people on our side so that we're not losing this next time around? How do we push our agenda forward but make it palatable enough that you've got independents who are actually going to vote Republican this time around, instead of sitting on their hands and not going to vote. I think that happened a lot more than you can ultimately imagine. All right, here's a couple of quick hits for you. I don't want to skedaddle away from this hour, as you may have your head on the pillow or you're barreling down the road in your truck. A big shout out, woohoo, honk the air horn to all my trucker friends out there. My grandfather was a trucker. He had great stories from the road, but that's for another show. So here's your quick hits. A plane had to be diverted from Denver to D.C. Why? Some scary moments. The crew decided, all right, this is a serious thing, because there was a guy in the aisle praying loudly, would not stop. Because of Sandy and this nor'easter and these gas lines, there is now gas rationing in New York City. The odds and the evens. It's the battle of the odds and the evens. So you better know what your license plate is if you're listening to me anywhere where you have to go through New York. And the Staten Island folks, speaking of Sandy, are furious over the lack of attention they've gotten from FEMA. And they're talking about, somebody was talking about that there may be a lawsuit, but how far that lawsuit would go and how they could go after FEMA, I think would be pretty tough. But you got tens of thousands of homes and businesses that don't have power and have been shut down again with the nor'easter that slammed into the Northeast just a week after Sandy. New York Governor Cuomo says Superstorm Sandy, by the way, might cost the state, guess how much? $33 billion. Wow. $33 billion. That's crazy money. And these storms are just as disastrous for our well-being as anything else out there. But you have to, you got to help these people out, even with donations. Like the Red Cross has gotten over $100 million, something like that, a crazy amount of money. But it still isn't enough. There still has to be aid coming from, you know, other directions. I mentioned Hillary Clinton, and she keeps getting asked if she's going to run. You heard me say former, soon to be former Secretary of State. So there's going to be a shakeup in the cabinet in 2013, and it's a question of who's staying and who's playing. Eric Holder, the Attorney General, he may punt. Whoo, good riddance. Timmy Geithner, Tiny Tim. Whoo, good riddance, Treasury Secretary. I liked Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State. Leon Panetta, running the Defense Department, may ultimately decide that he's had enough. He's kind of on the fence right now, but we could see a few new faces in Washington who will become all of the president's men.
To be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health. Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.